We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, the man that brought the Houston Astros to their knees. And that, of course, is the world-famous podcaster and video supplier on Twitter. He's traveling the country right now, probably on the run from angry Astro fans. And that is John Boy. John Boy, Joe and Evan, how you been?
Is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to be, like, working for the CIA or something like that? FBI, CIA, counterintelligence?
I can't disclose that, but thank you guys very much for having me.
Wow.
By the way, I want to give you the proper plug. I started listening to his Talking Yankees podcast. Which podcast do you want me to plug? Like, you want us to
How many
promote?
Podcasts you got, bro?
I think he's got, like, 30. I think this guy does
30 podcasts?
Is that true, John
Don't you
Boy?
Have something better to do at some point?
We got a nice network going. I think we're up to 10. 30. We got Talking Yanks and Talking Baseball are the main two. Those are doing well.
All right, good.
Wow.
I'm glad to hear
podcasts.
That. Yeah. Well, he's a mogul. John Boy's like
I guess
media
so.
Mogul.
I mean, he's forget about it.
How – let me go back because I think that – because somebody asked earlier, I think it was off air, they said, do you think John Boy is a big part of why baseball came down hard on the Astros? And my answer was, what you were able to supply for us is the proof. Like, we were able to see with our own eyes and ears what the Astros were doing. Like, baseball could figure this out on their own. They could investigate it on their own. But I think what you did is showed us, hey, here's two bangs of the drum, and look at that. Do you think that that impact that you had made a difference on this investigation? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the way that my video goes transcends baseball fans, and it got into the hands of just anyone who likes sports or even doesn't like sports. It was just interesting of, oh, my God, that's so simple. How is that allowed? Or, you know, so, I mean, obviously Rosenthal and Jelic and Fires broke the story. I didn't break anything. All I did was try to make it a little easier to understand exactly what was happening. And when you see the video and hear the noise, it's really damning. So I think I pushed it along. I know that the first video I had got sent to the commissioner's office. I was told that, and by an owner who said, look, this is what we've been trying to tell you for a couple of years now.
Wow. Does part of this bother you at all that you've exposed all this, John?
It bothers me that it was so easy for the Astros to hit a curveball. Like, there's some with Beltran sitting on a curveball, and every time I watch it and know it as a baseball fan, I'm like, that is not right.
Would it bother you? I know you're a big Yankee guy. Would it bother you as much if this was happening with some team that stunk? Like, let's say, like, last year's Kansas City Royals, would you really care as much?
No, I don't think anyone would, though. But that's kind of the price you pay when you're a really good team and really talented.
I see. Okay.
I think no one would. But the fact that they won the World Series in the very year that they were doing the system adds a lot of fuel to the fire for everyone.
Oh, you know, it's funny.
Of course.
We had Bobby Valentine on before, and he mentioned that back in the 80s, there was an urban legend.
Right.
But I think
the White
Sox. Saying it was happening.
Right.
That the White Sox would flash a light.
It was happening, an urban legend.
When a pitch was thrown. But I think it proves what both of you guys are saying. The White Sox made the playoffs, I think, once in the 80s. I think they made it in 83, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think 83. Tony La Russa, I think, was
the man. That's right. Yeah. They didn't win anything, and I think that's a part of why a story like that will be out there, and it won't go anywhere because it's the winners that cause the anger. Like, any team that lost to the Astros, Yankee fans, Dodger fans, even Red Sox fans, they have their issue. I think there's no question that the winners are always going to get that negative attention more so than if some loser team did it.
Yeah, and I think that the way the Astros went about business was, and, you know, the people within the walls of the league knew this was going on. So all the statements you got from Bregman and Hinch that are just kind of so pompous looking back, I think it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Like, hey, we know you're doing this. And that's why in the Manfred's release, he kind of tore apart the Astros organizational culture.
Yes.
And said they don't treat anyone right. And that's what I kept wondering was, why is everyone so eager to point just at the Astros? You know, if this is league-wide and a lot of teams are doing this, wouldn't we have heard other fingers get pointed at other teams by now, like specifically? But everyone is just pointing like, no, those guys are the bad guys. punish them.
Are you happy with the are you okay? Is this enough for you, what has happened with Hinch getting fired, the GM getting fired, all of that? Is that enough for you? Happy with the punishment here?
I go back and forth on it. Part of it for me is just I'm so happy that they confirmed it, because my Twitter was a mess and people thought I was making things up and everyone was making things up. So for it to be like, no, they confirmed, they cheated. A lot of the things in the report made me happy that it's out there. But I don't know about the punishment. I don't know. Like the fine is $5 million. That's the max they can fine. The players weren't going to get punished, so it's Hinch and Luhnow. I do think that it was an agreement where MLB said, we're going to suspend them for a year. You're going to fire them.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't two separate instances. Because it kind of helps Crane save face a little bit and be like, not in my organization.
Right.
I had no idea. And then what I said is, if Hinch, at the end of this, if he gets hired like that, then I think this was pretty soft. But if there's some blackball situation or teams like stray from hiring him, I think that maybe that's a fair punishment. I really don't know. I'm satisfied that they came out and said, no, confirmed, those guys cheated. But I don't want them to take the title away, because I don't care about that. And MLB is not going to put that on the permanent record.
Right.
You know, they don't want someone in 100 years saying, Daddy, why is this got an asterisk next to it?
Right.
And then they have to explain the blemishes.
No, I agree with you on that.
No.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because you've done a great job supplying a lot of these videos and content. One of the things that, and it's tougher to prove than a banging sound, was that maybe these players were wearing something that caused a vibration that led to them knowing a pitch was coming. That was never addressed in any of this from Rob Manfred. Was there not enough proof of things like that?
Yeah, I heard that those were true from multiple people. Obviously, I can't confirm it, because the only way you can confirm that is if the Astros players come out and say they did it, or someone, you know, rats, right?
Right.
But I heard that from multiple places, that the buzzing bandages were true. And I'm cynical, so it's a little hard for me to believe that they won the World Series and then just, you know, they grew a conscience and said, you know, let's not do this anymore. It makes a lot more sense for them to change the relay system, something a little harder. There's also a trail there that they said the bullpen catcher or coach would signal with his hand up and down, and he was wearing an earpiece. And then there's a connect the dots that when Cora went to the Red Sox, he took that bullpen coach or catcher with him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of this going on. I think that's what the investigation is really looking at. It's like, how did this travel? Where did it start? They really pinned it a lot on Cora in the report,
huh? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they're really coming down on him.
Oh, he's done. He's done. As soon as they release the Red Sox report, whatever they come out with on the Red Sox, he's got to face significantly more than A.J. Hinch. That's why my gut feeling says they're going to ban him for life. That wouldn't surprise me.
I think it's definitely equal or harsher punishment for Cora. But, I was just reading the report again. His name's in there a lot.
Yeah.
As they say, he's the ringleader. I don't know if he's the fall guy or he really was. What made me laugh in the report is that Hinch said he expressed that he did not like it. He didn't think it was fair. He didn't think they should be doing it, but he never expressed that to the team or the bench coach. Well, what's that worth?
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Mm. Why do you think Beltran's name was brought out in this when they really didn't single out players, but his name obviously was?
I don't know. I think that, you know, they're trying to say that he was him and Cora put this together, but he's in such a weird position because he was a player when it was happening, so he's going to get treated as a player even though he's a manager and moved on to the front office now. So he kind of, I don't know, it's very interesting, but he's getting dragged into this as well. I think they like people like the story that it goes from the Astros to the Yankees to the Red Sox, and Beltran and Cora are the people that they're pinning it on, taking it out of Houston and bringing it other places.
We're talking to John Boy. Now, you showed a lot of videos of the Astros, you know, clearly getting some kind of sound. Remind me, and remind anyone listening who may have not seen them, were there video evidence from the World Series and the LCS in the postseason that year?
No, because they definitely stopped banging on the trash cans, whether it was too loud or too obvious. They in the report, it says that when Farquaad stepped off, they ran back into the dugout and took the monitor off the wall and hit it. That's how much they knew they were doing things wrong. So I think once the banging people caught on, they switched to another motive of relaying what the pitch is, because the report does say that they used it in the 2017 postseason, but we don't know what their system was.
Gotcha.
Maybe MLB knows.
That's what I was curious about, because in the report it says they use it during the postseason, and look, it doesn't mean they didn't use it if we don't see the evidence, but I think that really made an impact on a lot of people seeing, and you mentioned it earlier, even non-baseball fans, how obvious it was when you hear a banging of the drum clearly and then the type of pitch. But we don't have that evidence, that video evidence, for anything in the postseason, so we assume they were doing something else during the postseason, like you said.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win 100 games using a system and then just all of a sudden stop in the playoffs. That doesn't really make sense.
Mm. Do you think that the cheating by the Astros directly cost you your team the ALCS that year directly?
No, I won't say that. I'm not brazen enough to say that. I'm sure a lot of Yankees fans are. The Yankees couldn't really hit. The Astros had pretty good pitching. So there's a lot of other factors. Did it help? I mean, of course it helped them. If they knew what pitch was coming, it surely helped them put some runs across. But who knows? I do think, you know, Judge got screwed out of an MVP, and that would have made him some extra money in arbitration this year. He had that on his record. So I think he's got a right to be a little mad about that.
Mm. Here's the thing, though, and tell me if this matters to you at all.
Me or John?
No, to John Boy. I know it doesn't matter to you.
Yes.
No. Altuve splits in 17. Guy at 380 on the road. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't helped out with one home run or an extra home run at home, because knowing the pitch can certainly help. But does that change your view at all? Because you just said it. Hey, Judge got screwed out of the MVP in 17. Now, you could say that without any cheating scandal, because the vote was very controversial. I'd be the first to admit that. There were a lot of people who just looked at the stats and said, hey, come on, it's got to be Aaron Judge. But do those facts that Altuve was so good on the road change your view at all when looking back at that MVP award?
Well, a lot of Astros fans are showing that, hey, we were just as good on the road. Well, that doesn't mean you didn't cheat at home. Maybe you didn't have to then. If you are a talented team with talented players. So I don't know. It's hard to say, like, you know, this guy would have been much worse if they didn't have this in play. I think this upcoming season will be under the microscope just for that reason. Mm. You know, their home numbers and their swing rate and walk rate is going to be like, everyone's going to be looking at him saying, oh, Bregman's striking out more. Bregman's swinging at balls in the dirt more. It'll be very interesting to see. But I don't know. It's hard to really judge exactly how much it helped, how much it hurt. The only thing we know is it helped them. Mm. And other teams didn't have the system in place.
We're talking to John Boy, who has more podcasts than there are pods. and that's a tremendous job by you. You got to be very excited. You're a big Yankee fan. You got to be very – I mean, who's beating your team this year? Now, you never know. I mean, it's crazy once you get into the baseball playoffs. We know that. But, I mean, on paper, I mean, they're far and away the team to beat in baseball this year.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good start. But, you know, some team will come out. Something will happen. Injuries will happen. Everything will change up. You know, you never end the season with the team you start the season with. And that's the scary part for the Yankees, because that's what would be the goal. So we'll have to see. I'm pretty confident. I like their odds.
Oh, yeah.
No, you should. Who's the next team in the American League right
now? Well, you know,
who's
that's
threatening
great,
them?
That's a great question. As a Yankee fan right now, and things are going to change. But who do you look at as the biggest challenge to the Yankees in the AL in 2020?
I the Rays came to mind. The Rays are pretty good, and I hate going to the Trop, so maybe they'll give us some trouble. The Central's going to beat up on each other, and then one of them will lose in the first round. And the West, I don't know, it's kind of wide open. I'm really interested to see how the Astros play, because we were talking with Jack Flaherty and Trevor Plouffe yesterday. We did a show with them, two guys that are, you know, in the league and been in the league. Right. And I asked them, how much is this going to weigh on the Astros during the season? Like, they're going to go, they're going to be hated everywhere. The media is going to be a nightmare everywhere. It just seems like it's not going to be a fun time. And they said, yeah, it's probably going to be a really terrible season for them. We'd be surprised if they could, like, you know, overcome it.
Are you?
But he also lost Garrett Cole.
Yeah,
so,
that's
let's not forget that either.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a big blow.
Yeah, and they don't know what pitch is coming anymore, I heard.
That is true. Are you prouder? Because here I look at – now, I started listening to you before you were releasing videos. I enjoy your podcast, and I think you've already shown to Joe a little bit of what I like about you. I think you're a very realistic Yankee fan. Do you get that sense? He's a very practical Yankee fan. He's not arrogant.
You a football guy, too, or you're not a football guy at all?
I was until I started doing this baseball stuff. Now, as soon as the baseball season ends, my sports fandom ends, basically.
I see.
Takes
okay.
a break.
I just go on vacation. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, okay.
Are you prouder, okay, because I think you have two big accomplishments with the videos that you've put out. They're huge. Are you prouder of exposing the Astros with the video proof or the Savages? Because the Savages thing turned out to be slogan.
Wait, you did the Savages?
Well,
that's what you did?
Well, no. He showed the video and gave us the volume and showed us what Aaron Boone was saying on that weekday afternoon game. So, obviously, Boone gave us the Savages, but John Boy showed us the Savages. So, which are you more proud of?
Savages. I love that, man. I mean, Booney liked it. The players liked it. We were just talking with Giancarlo Stanton. He's the one that found it and then showed it to Boone in the clubhouse. So hearing all the stories of how it traveled through the clubhouse is cool. And, I mean, Boone said the words. I was just doing what I do every game and trying to, let people know what's going on. And that was amazing. That was amazing. It spawned a whole theme for the entire season. And, like I said, Boone came up to me. He loved it. Everyone on the team loved it. So I was just happy to help the Yankee fans know exactly what Boone said because the speech is tremendous.
Oh, it was excellent. As a non-Yankee fan, my feelings towards Aaron Boone moved from like a 5 to an 8. You know what I mean? Like I even enjoyed it because I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was tremendous. So good work on that. Enjoy the West Coast. Good luck with all your podcasts, talking Yankees, talking baseball. And I'm glad you gave us a few minutes today, my friend.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, John Boy.
Thanks, pal.
Take care, man.
John Boy, the infamous John Boy on the Astros.
He's got like his own like world there now.
Oh, he's created a universe.
He's going to be in the Yankee front office soon.
He may. He may. I respect him, man. Guy built it up and started the whole thing by himself, really.
Levine,
him and Jake.
Trust John Boy.
That's the power structure.
They actually already retired his number.
Yeah, have they? He's in Monument Park already.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.